It's about an hour's drive from Culiacán, Mexico, to the nearest Pacific Coast beaches. Yesterday, Culiacán was a scene, though, of horrific gun violence for hours. Members of a drug cartel and Mexican security forces battled it out in the streets and continued the fight well into the night. We contacted a radio journalist in Culiacán who's following the story. He's not an English speaker, so my colleague here at The World, Maria Elena Romero, talked with him. She joins me now. Maria Elena, who did you speak with?
I spoke with Luis Alberto Diaz. He's a reporter based in Culiacán with an outlet called Línea Directa, and he has been reporting in Sinaloa State for the past 20 years.
Muy dramáticas las imágenes. Honestamente, yo nunca había visto algo así.
He says he has never seen anything like it before. The scenes in the city were just like very, very dramatic.
So what did he tell you actually happened in Culiacán yesterday?
He says that police were going on patrol in Culiacán, and then they were shot at. So they went and captured four people, and amongst them was Ovidio Guzmán López, who is the son of Joaquín El Chapo Guzmán, the Mexican drug lord that is serving a life sentence in the United States.
So what happened then was basically full-on war, violence out of control, and people were told to shelter in place.
Mucha gente pues ya no pudo salir de su trabajo.
Luis Alberto tells me that this happened after 3 o'clock, and many people were still at work, were at the bank or shopping, and simply they just took shelter wherever they could. It was full scene violence, shootouts, just people ducking under cars, trying to protect their children. So basically, it just brought the city to a standstill. But he says that the hardest part was actually that people felt that the city had been kidnapped. After the incident happened, they couldn't actually go back to what they were doing. They took shelter and slept in shops. He speaks about a Walmart that put the mattresses on the floor so people could sleep in. People opened their doors to others just to stay there and feel safe just for a minute because they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, any of us here in the United States have seen the videos from Culiacán. I mean, it looks sadly like a mass shooting here in the United States going on for many hours. What is the atmosphere there today? What did Luis Alberto tell you?
Luis tells me that when he woke up this morning to do his radio show at 5 a.m., there was nobody on the streets. There was no police, just nothing, just like totally. He said it felt like a curfew had been going on in the city. But just a few hours later, he says, like, little by little, the city is coming back to normal.
So the police captured Guzman in this roundup of four suspects. What happened to Guzman after that?
Luis tells me that this violence that engulfed the city of Culiacán was actually a way from the drug cartel to put pressure on the police to release Ovidio Guzman López. And it seems that it worked.
Now, in a press conference earlier today, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador defended that decision to release Guzman in Culiacán, saying it led to lives saved. Do people in Culiacán agree with that? What did Luis Alberto say?
Well, this is what Luis Alberto told me.
El presidente de la República, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, decía esta mañana en su conferencia.
He says that the response from López Obrador is also unprecedented. He's basically accepting defeat. The Secretary of Security has explained that actually the police were outnumbered by the traffickers and they just had to give up. So this is something that is not reflecting very positive on Obrador's image.
The World's Maria Elena Romero, thanks very much for this update.
You're welcome, Marco.